From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev has said the biggest problem is corruption, and he's urged the public to help. But for those who join the fight, it can be dangerous. In a suburb of Moscow called Himki, at least three journalists and one activist have been savagely attacked in the past year, and all have at least one thing in common. They were investigating allegations of corruption in the local mayor's office. NPR's Anne Garrels sent us this report.
Yevgenia Chirikova is a petite 32-year-old mother of two beguiling young daughters. From her tiny two-room apartment, she has taken on Himki's mayor and the local governor, a Kremlin ally. It started 2 years ago. When she and her husband were walking in their local woods, they noticed red paint slashes on the trees, the kind used to trace a path for clear-cutting timber. To her horror, she found out the regional governor and mayor had signed off on a new highway to be built smack through the middle of the Himki forest. She teamed up with a local journalist, Mikhail Byakatev. They found that orders for the highway were illegal. Byakatev printed a series of articles about the development plans. His reports were picked up by the national press. Then, as he began to investigate the mayor's financial holdings, he was brutally beaten. Yevgenia Chirikova says he now has severe brain damage.
He was once a giant of a guy. He now has the mentality of a child. He can't write. He can't speak. He's partially paralyzed. The lesson is clear. You shouldn't touch such subjects.
Alfred Pichelintsev heads up the Himki branch of an NGO called the Movement Against Corruption. It's been looking into the exorbitant cost of new highways, $237 million per kilometer, compared to $6 million in the U.S. This summer, he was pushing for an investigation into whether city officials profit from land development when he too was attacked.
Someone knocked me down, forced an air gun into my mouth, and pulled the trigger. The doctor says I probably would have died had I not jerked my head. Instead of going into my brain, the bullet shattered my jaw.
According to friends, he received a phone call in his hospital room from a national representative of United Russia, the country's ruling party, warning him not to talk about the attack. Several operations later, Pichelintsev says he's scared. Until now, he had not spoken to the press. And he flip-flops, one minute insisting the attack was just by a common criminal, then he acknowledges it was probably because of his work. His case is the only one where police have successfully detained a suspect. However, the one witness to the shooting has since recanted his testimony. Pichelintsev says the witness told him he'd been threatened. But Pichelintsev does plan to continue his work. He's encouraged by a law pushed by President Medvedev. It obliges the authorities to follow up on corruption charges raised by the public.
In the past, officials didn't listen to us. But recently, there was a roundtable with top officials, and I was invited. They said they had dramatically increased the number of corruption cases they were investigating.
Konstantin Fetisov, his assistant, is not as optimistic. Until recently, their office had been a convenient storefront where people could report government shakedowns, just what President Medvedev has advocated. But Fetisov says their landlord recently refused to extend the lease because of threats from local officials.
In other regions, we've opened up some kind of dialogue with officials. But here in Himki, they refuse to work with us. They've locked us out, and worse.
Yevgenia Chirikova, the woman fighting for the Himki forest, initially had no idea what she was getting into. But even now, she says she won't be frightened off.
This is a critical moment. If we are quiet and show that we are scared, we will lose everything.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Himki, on the outskirts of Moscow.